Business ownership is not for the weak at heart. Not at all. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. And few business owners get into business understanding the intestinal fortitude to realize how much work and agony and pain goes into running a small business. And that's why we have Business Nation Radio. It's all about how to create that intestinal fortitude and create a successful business that will help you make more money and go home earlier to spend more time with your families. So many business owners get frustrated by government actions and vendors who don't pay and employees who don't show up, as if there's something you can do about that. There are some smart things that you can do, and you do need to talk to your legislator, and you do need to hire the right employees, motivate them well, and develop strategies that make those things happen. And that's what we're here about on Business Nation Radio. But at the end of the day, there is just having the intestinal fortitude to get up, dust yourself off, and try again. Well, let's look at government. The Food and Drug Administration right now is considering banning eating oysters, raw oysters in restaurants for 9 months out of the year. And you know what? Several people have died and die every year around the country from eating oysters. Some people are very susceptible to the bacteria that live in raw oysters, and they get sick, and many, unfortunately, there are a few, die as a result of that. But the Food and Drug Administration's knee-jerk reaction is to ban all raw oysters. What this is going to do is put thousands of fishermen out of work, take kids out of school that are going to school, break up families by giving them more spousal problems. Also, we're going to put more people on the unemployment rolls. All of that. Now, it'd be the same thing as banning automobiles because people die in auto accidents, or banning air travel because people die in air accidents. And in fact, in air accidents, that actually is negligence. So our government will make knee-jerk reactions that hurt business. Many times, the reactions are more damaging than the thing they're trying to fix. That is a fact of life. That is a fact of business. And in business, we have to acknowledge that and succeed in spite of it. We must break through our natural tendency to kind of throw up our hands and go, well, that does it. That's the last straw. There's no way I'm going to recover from that. Instead, we have to go, this too shall pass. I will work through this. I will break through this, and I will win, because that's what successful business owners do. We break through the BS, we break through the nonsense, and we succeed in spite of it. And we're going to have some great guests on today's program, including George Coulter, who is the author of the book, Profits Aren't Everything, They Are the Only Thing. Also, we've got some neat social media insights on how to generate visitors to your websites through using online media like Facebook and Twitter, and a whole lot more. I hope you enjoy today's program, because it's all about intestinal fortitude. And also, I've gotten a copy of the book 60 Feet by 6 Inches by Bob Gibson and Reggie Jackson. A lot of great observations in that book about business coming up after this. Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rigneris about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work.
That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
Business is difficult, and that's why you have to be up to the task. Here on Business Nation Radio, we're all about teaching you how to be up to the task, to have the strength and power to break through and succeed in your own business. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and a couple of guests that I have on today's program, they're going to help me with that. George Coltier, he is the author of the book, Profits Aren't Everything, They Are the Only Thing. George suggests that you quit golf, ignore your family, and build your business. He's a turnaround specialist, and maybe, just maybe, he'll help you turn around your business and make it successful here on Business Nation Radio. Also, Chris Brogan, president of New Marketing Labs, is going to be joining us today, and we're going to talk about social media and how to use social media in order to build your business. Have you seen the new book by Bob Gibson and Reggie Jackson? The book is titled 60 Feet, 6 Inches. And if you don't know, Bob Gibson is a pitcher and Reggie in baseball. And Reggie Jackson, of course, is a famous home run hitter and played for a long time with the Yankees and others. But it's kind of interesting. I wanted to highlight some things in the book. And this is a quote that Reggie Jackson wrote. "When I stepped into the box, I felt the at-bat belonged to me. Everybody else was there for my convenience. The pitcher was there to throw me a ball to hit. The catcher was there to throw it back if he didn't give me what I wanted the first time. And the umpire was lucky that he was close enough to watch." And I think that's a real important for business owners. You know, you got to, when you walk into your office, when you walk into your shop, when you sit behind your desk, everything is there for your convenience. Too many times as business owners, we're picking up the phone to talk to a client or picking up the phone to work with an employee or responding to email or traveling with a BlackBerry and always clicking on there or never leaving long without a cell phone on your hip so that somebody can call you if you need anything or telling a prospective client, "You can call me anytime, 24 hours a day. I've got my cell phone right here and I'll answer it. If you need me, I'm there." And you know what? That's not how you succeed in business. Instead, you have to walk in and approach your desk as if everything is there revolving around you and your success. Because that's why you got into business. You created a business not for clients, not for employees, not to have an office or a shop or to buy equipment. You created a business for you. And it all must exist for you. And so when you are talking to a client, that client is there to give you money. When you're talking to an employee, that employee is there to make you more productive and to generate money and profits for you. So that's what the conversations need to be about. Certainly, the employees are there to help their own careers, and you can position what you say in terms that will help them understand that working for your profit is also going to profit them. And then, of course, your clients are there because they want to get help. They want results. And certainly when you're talking to the clients, you shouldn't be about, well, you shouldn't be talking to them about, "You're only here for my profit," but that's what you should be thinking. Just like Reggie Jackson thinks when he gets up to the plate that it's all about him. But of course, he's a member of a team. His job is to put runners across the home plate. His job was to put the baseball over the fence and score runs. But when he walked into that box, he acted like he owned the box. Same with Bob Gibson. He talks about how he got a lot of mileage out of looking angry. Sometimes it wasn't intentional, like when he was squinting for the signs or the batters thought he was glowering at them. But in fact, he was deliberately unfriendly to the opposing players. You know, you don't always have to be nice. You're producing results. You're producing input. And I think it's kind of interesting. We got George Colt here, author of Prophets Aren't Everything. They're the only thing. Because you know what? George isn't always nice. He isn't always nice to everybody. He is a turnaround specialist. He makes businesses that are failing turn around and become successful, profitable, so that they can be sold for great profit. And that's not always a nice thing. It is about doing what's right for the business. And for you, it's all about doing what's right for you and your family. That isn't always about being nice. You need to think, when those employees walk in the door, they are there to generate profit for you. How are they going to generate profit for you today? Those clients, how are you going to get new clients today? How are you going to get more profits from the customers you have today? Because that's what separates successful business owners from the ones that strive but fail, always encountering frustration. But there's no frustration today on Business Nation Radio. My guests are George Coultier, author of the book, Profits Aren't Everything, They're the Only Thing, as well as Chris Brogan. He is the president of New Marketing Labs. And we got a great program on today. And we're going to talk about how you can succeed in your company after this.
Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today.
When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico, all of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That Is Outrageously Successful by my friend Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glazer. Pick it up today. In business, profits aren't everything. They're the only thing, says my guest George Cloutier, author of the book by that title. Welcome, George, to Business Nation Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, now your book, the title, Profits Aren't Everything, They're the Only Thing, harkens back to the old Vince Lombardi quote that he said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. And, of course, Vince Lombardi was the coach of the Green Bay Packers and led his team to wins in the first two Super Bowl games. So why did you see that quote and Vince Lombardi's leadership style as a good analogy for you to use in your title for your business book?
Well, the book is a little bit about tough love and the way you make profits. It also, that title forces us all to focus on profits, not on anything else but profits, and that's the way to make real money.
Now, when Vince Lombardi started the second season after, you know, he had won the Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers, and he started the next year, and there was the first practice, and he holds up a football, and he says, "This is a football." And he always believed in getting back to the basics and making sure that the fundamentals were covered before all of the fancy add-ons and all the fancy plays. Do you see that same way in business, that maybe, you know, we get so caught up on all of these new ideas and strategies that business owners often lose sight of the basics?
We get a little wrapped around the tree because we get distracted. I think you put it exactly correctly. We tend to get distracted on new ideas and new processes and new ways of looking at things. And the fact is that if you're not making a profit, you might as well not be in business.
Well, I want to get to that because you have quite a few controversial things that you talk about in your book, and I want to talk about several of them. Let's start with one. It says, you know, you have a profit rule number 4, which is love your business more than your family. Now, aren't you in business to be able to spend time with your family so you're not always at a job? You know, why do you say that the business is more important than family?
Well, I think that what we're trying to do here is make sure that you understand that going into business for yourself is a full-time commitment times two. So that if you're particularly family-oriented, you might want to rethink it. Mm-hmm. You cannot succeed in business at the beach with your feet in the water. You have to be in hand-to-hand combat every day with your business.
But, George, that's not what those magazine articles say, where I can make $4,000 a month sitting on my kitchen table in my underwear. That doesn't seem
Hey, look, I tell you what, you apply for one of those, you buy it, and if it works for you, I'll buy it, because I have never believed any of that.
Using just $42,000 in seed capital, my guest today, George Cloutier, built his company into an organization of over 150 employees and tens of millions of dollars in annual revenue. Cloutier and American Management have worked with 6,000 clients in 400 industries and have implemented over $1 billion in profits and savings. And now he's reached the pinnacle. He's my guest today on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrope. If you want more information about George and his book, check out his website. It's at turnaroundace.com. And I'll spell it for you in just a minute if you want to go ahead and get a pen and paper out. But that's turnaroundace.com. Now, George, what are some, you know, somebody sitting, you know, maybe they own their own business and they've been frustrated by a while. They may have been making some money over the last few years, but now business is slipping. You know, what is the process of taking, you know, you're a turnaround specialist. You've done this thousands of times, worked with hundreds of clients personally, and your company has worked with thousands, over 6,000. What is the process of taking a mediocre or struggling company and turning it around into something that is a great asset that you can sell?
Well, the first thing is you have to assess exactly exactly where you are. And if you're deeply in debt, you have to work that debt down. Mm. And you can do that. Obviously, you don't have enough money to pay it down, so you have to negotiate your debt down. You have to cut your costs to the bare minimum so you are making a profit every day. Making a profit every day is the key. If you can show that you're making a profit every day, you can usually work your way through most problems. Hmm. And you have to redouble your commitment. And you have to redouble your focus. Focus, focus, focus.
And what do you focus on? What are the most important things to...
When you drive to work in the morning, you consider and think very hard on how you can make more money today. Not tomorrow, not next week with that big order that may never come, but what can you do to and with your business today to make a profit?
And a lot of times we go to the office thinking about the government paperwork or thinking about the stress from home or where we're going to go on vacation in several weeks. And you're absolutely right, George. I mean, nothing has made my business more successful as when I'm thinking every day and I look at my schedule before I even start, where am I going to schedule time on generating new money for my business. Most of it is usually in generating new customers, and sometimes I'll count generating more sales from existing customers, but every day, a little bit of time gets set aside, 30 to 60 minutes every single day on bringing in new money into my business, and I found that it's made all the difference in the world.
And if you do that, I'm going to see you on the beach very soon.
Well, I want to ask you about the team. You have a chapter in your book, Teamwork is Vastly Overrated, and also about how you handle vendors and employees. But I need to take a break for a second. Will you hang out with me for just a moment?
Love to.
All right. Check out George's website, turnaroundace.com. That's TURNAROUNDACE.com. And George and I will be right back on Business Nation Radio to talk about when to pay vendors, how to pay salaries after this.
Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's GURUQUICK.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, The Ultimate No-Holds-Barred, Kick-Butt, Take-No-Prisoners Guide to Really
Getting Rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees, they get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere. Profits aren't everything. They are the only thing, says George Cloutier, my guest here on Business Nation Radio. George is well known as the nation's leading small business expert. Leading economic, media, and political professionals from around the world frequently solicit his advice on profit issues faced by small and mid-cap companies. He is a turnaround specialist and a regular on national television programs such as Fox News, and now he's a regular on Business Nation Radio. Welcome, George. Welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right. Now, we were talking before about, you know, what the mindset of a business owner needs to be. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the practice, how they should be carrying out their business and what should they be doing. Now, what, you know, you have a chapter in your book called Teamwork is Vastly Overrated. What do you mean by that? Because isn't teamwork one of the big movements of business today? We're getting everybody on the same page.
Well, I think getting everybody on the same page is always a good idea for any business, small or large. But the teamwork, everything for the team, and teamwork can be, as we say, vastly overrated, because the team is only as good as its weakest link. Mm. So if you have a couple of weak links, the team tends not to converge on that problem. They tend to avoid it. Also, teams tend to want to have too much or have too much input into owners' decisions. Mm. And frankly, teams are made up of employees, not business owners. They look at things differently.
And they don't have the same vested interest. In fact, they come from a really completely different set of interests and wants and desires, and that in many ways actually conflict with what the business owner needs and wants.
Absolutely. Ask your team to come in at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning and see how many, quote, team members show up.
You'll see very quickly how dedicated they are, or even come in over the Christmas holidays, because you've got an important client that you need to get ready for in the new year, and you'll see very quickly how many of them are as dedicated to your business success as you are.
And that's not a bad thing. You can enjoy the commitment that many people have that work for you, but don't allow it to become its own entity. You have to have a strong leadership style. You have to assign duties and responsibilities, and you have to hold people truly accountable for doing what you've asked them to do.
One of the things I was lucky at, my parents owned a business when I was growing up. They owned a tire store, and actually grew to own two tire stores doing auto service and things. And my dad had a key employee and really became friends. They went to breakfast every week and really felt that they, you know, my dad felt that they had this real great relationship. Turns out after just probably 7 or 8 years, that employee turned on him, and it was as much an emotional strain as, you know, dealing with the employee and replacing them, but it was really far more emotional to have to deal with this loss that he thought he had a friend and he didn't. And I learned at that point that employees are never your friend. You can be friendly, but in fact, they're never your friend.
We say, if you need a friend, go to a club.
With other business owners who share your same frustrations. Now, you also have a rule number 12, don't treat sales like your mother-in-law. What do you mean by that, George?
Well, that's a little tough. My wife said to me, you don't like my mother-in-law? What I'm saying is that many small business owners tend to hire a sales manager, and think the job is done.
Mm.
Or they tend to think the employees will make the sales. When in fact, the small business owner, every day of the week and every hour of the week, has to focus on sales.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, there's a tendency among small business owners to not face the sales issue as aggressively as they should, especially in these difficult times.
Well, and sales for business owners has all the same frustration and negatives that employees have. I mean, you face rejection. It's often difficult and challenging to find new avenues of generating new customers. But yet, as you say, George, it really is the difference between a business owner who's successful and growing and one who is shrinking and having frustration. Now, I did notice you have some very controversial advice in your book about vendors, and let me ask you about that in just a moment. But if you want information about George, take a look at his website. There's some sample things in there from his book, and you can get a couple links to get more information about how you can make profits in your business. And if you need a turnaround, this is a great website for you. It's turnaroundace.com. That's TurnaroundAce.com. So now, when you're in turnaround or you're running your business, of course, your vendor relationship is very important, and always, having them there to get your work done versus anybody else that they have in their business. How is it that you should treat vendors, and what's your advice there on that?
Well, I think that you obviously have to treat your vendors reasonably, but right now, in this difficult time, your vendors are one of your only sources of liquidity and cash. You should be negotiating with your vendors every day to try to get better terms, not to be dishonest or not to lie, but to get better terms, because every day of better terms you can get from your vendors is an interest-free loan for your business, especially in these difficult times when it's very hard to get expanded bank lines.
It's never been more difficult to get lines at right now, and certainly it's easy, though, to generate profits, and maybe this is as good a time as any. If you need help, visit turnaroundace.com. George, thank you so much for being my guest today on Business Nation Radio.
Thanks for having me, and it's been my treat.
All right, and we'll be right back with Chris Brogren, president of New Media Labs, talking about social media, how you can generate customers using social media after this.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rickneris about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Cialdini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today.
As a business owner, your focus every day should be about getting new customers. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. We had a little scheduling snafu, evidently, with our guest that we were scheduled today. But regardless, I wanted to talk to you about George Cloutier's advice about generating new customers for your business. And, you know, I think it was real important during the discussion George and I had that new customer acquisition is one of the key ways business owners grow their business and build it. And I want to, you know, George, let me highlight some of the things that George mentioned that are very important, because I know we went through it quickly. And I, of course, I was trying to be respectful of George's time and your time, trying to give you as much as possible. But let me go through a lot of what we talked about that is particularly important for your business. Now, one of the things George said was, as a business owner, if you're struggling, you got to cut back all the expenses you can. Reduce, slash, mitigate, remove, cut back so that it's only, you only have the essentials of what you need. And you know what? This is difficult. I've been through this a couple of times, and sometimes you've got to let go of key staff people that you don't really want to let go of, that you don't feel you should have to. But if the business is telling you you do because it's not profitable, you've got to make those changes. You've got to cut those salaries. You've got to get your business back profitable. Then, once you've cut your expenses to the bone, it's time to go get new clients. Now, for a while, I'm not going to say very long, but you know, several months ago, I kind of let new client acquisition catch as catch can. You know, it'd be kind of something I'd look at once a quarter maybe, and I would plan a few activities of how I was going to get new customers and some of the things that I was going to do. But I figured out that, you know what, my business isn't growing as fast as it used to. I need to do client acquisition every day. So I set aside 30 to 60 minutes out of every day in order to determine how I'm going to get new customers. Sometimes that's, you know, adding people to an email list that will get my emails and maybe buy a book. And then if they buy a book, maybe they'll buy a course. Others are sending out correspondence to people who are, you know, key prospective clients. Others might be, you know, spending that hour researching new prospective clients. And like today, I actually have a client call with a prospective client. So I've worked the relationship up to the point where they've contacted me and say, hey, Robert, I need help. Can you help me? And now we're going to get on the phone. And it used to be, you know, a couple of years ago, maybe that would just be an odd discussion. Yeah, you know, I'd get on, ask them and try to give them advice. Whereas now those calls are 100% about acquiring a new customer, converting that call into a paid customer, because that's what we're here about on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. We're talking about customer acquisition and what it takes as a business owner to step up your work, to step up your excitement, and to get out there and generate new clients and new customers, even when you don't feel like it, because that is the thing that separates successful business owners, the ones who will do it, versus unsuccessful business owners, the ones who constantly find an excuse, blame the economy, blame the environment. But that's not you, and I know it's not you. So how do you generate new customers? What are some of the things? Well, I at first
created a little plan. And in my plan, I figured out that I've got to get people to know, like, and trust me. And so the idea is, in my plan, I created several strategies so that my potential customers would know who I am. Because they can't hire you if they don't know you. And what I'll do is I'll share some of the exact strategies with you in the next segment. But first, let me go ahead and lay out what I do and kind of the big overall. So people have to know, like, and trust you. So they got to know you first. And so I do things to get my name known so that they know who I am and the customers see me as a resource and seek me out as a resource for more information. Then you've got to get them to like you, because if they think that you're an idiot or they don't treat you seriously, then they're not going to be a customer of yours. So you got to get them to know you, then to like you. Next, you have to get them to trust you so that they see, wow, you know, this person really has some expertise. They've got the knowledge that I need in order to grow. They are the solution to my problems. I'm going to seek them out. So then the next is to get them to buy. And that is, number one, asking them to buy. But we'll talk about specific strategies in just a moment. But so overall, I am always looking at strategies to get my prospective clients, the best clients, the people who pay me the most, the people who are going to be hassle-free. I figure out and target them. Then, once I've gotten my target in my sights, I develop strategies to get them to know me, to like me and build a relationship with me so that they want to know more. Then to trust me because they see me as an expert and the source of solutions to their problems, and then to buy from me. Now, do you want to know how to do that? Would you like to know how I generate customers using my know, like, trust, and buy model? Well, I'd be happy to share that with you. And what I'll do is I'll dedicate the next segment to showing you exactly how and the different things that I do in order to bring my customers through the know, like, and trust model so that they can buy from me and become my best clients. So we'll have my marketing system and an app coming up on Business Nation Radio. We'll also have your profitable business truth, which is what successful business owners do and understand that unsuccessful business owners don't do and don't understand. That, as well as my know, like, and trust model, right after this. The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Cialdini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, the ultimate no-holds-barred, kick-butt, take-no-prisoners guide to really getting rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees, they get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere. When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico. All of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book, Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That Is Outrageously Successful by my friend Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glazer. Pick it up today. Listeners from Business Nation Radio ask me all the time, Robert Scrobe, I hear you as the host of Business Nation Radio, and I hear you say that you do all these things. You do something every day in order to generate new customers. But what do? How do you, that would cost me millions of dollars. How on earth do you do stuff, create marketing, create ads that every day do things to generate customers? Well, I can tell you I'm not made of money either, and I have to be very creative about the strategies that I use in order to generate new customers to my business. But one thing that is crucial is that I work every day in developing and implementing strategies that are going to generate new customers for my business. That consistency of everyday new work is what separates me from unsuccessful business owners. Well, what is it that let me reveal to you, though, and not just the fact that I do it every day, but let me share with you some of the things that I do in order to get customers to know, like, and trust me. So first, customers have to know me in order to be able to do business with me. Well, some of the things that I do in order to get them to know me is create articles for publications in my industry and, more importantly, in my customers' industries that make them want to buy from me. So if you're selling directly to consumers, then you're going to want to publish articles in the types of magazines that consumers read. And the things, so who are your target customers? What are their interests? What are the types of things that they do on a daily basis? What are the magazines that they read? What are the shows that they listen to? Well, how can you make what you do newsworthy for that market so that you can create and publish articles within that industry that folks would want to read? Now, I can tell you, hey, Robert, you are a radio show host. It's no problem for you getting articles printed. But for me, I'm a nobody, nothing, and I'm not going to get any articles published because nobody wants my articles. Well, I tell you what, that's not necessarily true. And maybe you aren't the best writer, but maybe you have somebody within your family or organization who is a better writer. Or you can find a freelance writer. You can actually just go Google freelance writer or freelance article writer and find somebody. But the media does want your information. They're constantly looking for the next person. They're constantly looking for the next expert. They're trying to find somebody new and different that they haven't interviewed for before, that they haven't spoken to before. And you can be that resource. And so it's not as if you don't need any real credentials. You don't need any expert advice. You don't need to be anything special. The media will pick up your articles and run with it. Now, you could spend a lot of time on this, but it's important that you work a little bit, maybe once a week, on something that is public relations focused that will generate clients and client interest. Now, the next step is you have to get folks who know about you to like you. More important than anything is that you share with them personal stories. Now, I often hear on Business Nation Radio tell stories about my children. And I talk about my son and how he is learning football and how he didn't want to go out on the football field because he was going to get beat up because all the other players were bigger than him. But how he fought through it, and even though he got beat up, he learned that was what 10 and under football was all about. Well, those types of stories where I'm telling you about me are things that make you like me, that make listeners like me, that make prospective clients like me. And so that's why I tell them. It's not really because I'm fascinated about my children or that I can't stop thinking about them. I tell those stories because when I do, it builds a relationship with prospective customers. And so in your articles, in your website, personalize yourself. Show them that you are a family person, or show them that what you do with your hobbies, because it's through those things that you're going to make a link, a bond. Next is build trust. One of the other things that I often do is share expertise and advice with prospective clients. And what I'll do is I'll automate that as much as possible. So I'll create a white paper on the things to do before you make a purchase in a particular industry, or publish consumer awareness tips, or I'll share my strategies on creating something so that I build a relationship with the customer. They like me because they see me as an individual and a person, but then they read all this information that I'm providing to them. And I try very hard never to do it in person. So unless I'm speaking, and that would be another part of the no strategy. But down here in the trust, I'll do it in an automated fashion. So I'll create a white paper, or I'll create an audio program that somebody can listen to, or I'll create a video that somebody can watch on a website. And in it, I will demonstrate my expertise and show them that, you know, through as much as possible case examples of clients where I've created remarkable results. And those case examples are what get my customers to trust me. Next is to get them to buy. Is I will, you know, clients who have gone through this process, they've asked for the white paper, I'm not afraid to ask them, hey, if you want to apply these strategies in your own business, you want to apply these strategies in your life, you want to solve these problems, this is the solution. This is the resource that you need. And by doing this, know, like, and trust to buy, I am constantly building my business. So I'm asking myself each week, how can I get more people to know me? How can I get the people who know me to like me? How can I get the people who like me to trust me? How can I get the people to trust me to take action and to buy? And so every week I'm working through that exercise. I'm accumulating email lists where people come to my website and they opt in and ask for more information, following up with those opt-in lists. And those are the strategies that I use to generate new customers for my business. And they will work for you because I've seen them work over and over again for my clients. Coming up on Business Nation Radio, your profitable business truth, the successful secret good business owners, profitable business owners know that others don't.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rigneras about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. How you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
Throughout my years in business, I have identified 16 essential truths business owners must follow to break free and build a lifestyle that gives them income, wealth, and the freedom to enjoy it. I am Robert Scrobe, and as your host of Business Nation Radio, I bring you one of these business truths each week. And, you know, it's real important after today's program about, you know, having intestinal fortitude and having the will to break through frustration and succeed anyway, that we have this profitable business truth, and it is to not take no. You know, I remember so many times when I was trying to run my company, I would have no's and I would have obstacles placed in my way all the time by some people that you would think that you would really be looking out for me and my interests. But the fact is they just didn't know what I knew. They didn't have the same perspective. And so while they thought they were protecting me, all they were doing was holding me and them back. And as a business owner, you can't accept no. So let's think of it this way. So from a prospective customer, they say, no, I'm not interested. Well, you know, when would you be looking at this type of system? You know, you cannot accept no in sales, in business, and in leadership. I mean, what if Abraham Lincoln had accepted no? And I don't mean to get all reminiscent, but the fact is, you know, Abraham Lincoln did not accept no as an answer. And he led beyond no in order to free slavery and bring America to the next chapter that has really been the genesis of all of its wealth and growth in the last century. So you cannot take no either. I was in business several years ago and needed to take my company to a different direction. I had all consulting income, no publishing income. So everything depended on me working in order to make a profit. And what I had to do was break away from the hours for dollars and instead create products, create audio programs, create systems that allowed me to create something once and sell it many times. So rather than me doing consulting work, I packaged what I would do in a consulting environment as a step-by-step process somebody could follow. So instead of paying me $25,000 or $30,000 to do it for them, for $1,500, they could have all of my systems and processes and examples and do it for themselves much less expensively. And you know, I had employees going, oh, don't do this. You're going to jeopardize our clients. You're going to jeopardize the income we have. You're going to jeopardize the business. They kept saying no, but I had to fight through that and say, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I understand your concerns. I tried to explain it to them. And in the end, the problem employee had to go. And when she left, it opened the door for us to grow and move forward. With clients and customers, it's the same way. I face that all the time. I think, well, you know, why don't we create this new opportunity for you? You know, I'm going to a client, you know, helping them see opportunities that are standing right in front of them, that are knocking on that door, begging to be exploited. And they over and over again, no, I don't see that. I don't think so. That's something somebody else does, not me. And over again, I've got to, no, it's not something somebody else does because this is an opportunity for you. And even if they do it, this is a great way for you to grow your business and expand what you're offering so that you can grow in the future instead of shrink in the future. And in business, you cannot take no. You cannot accept no as an answer. No just means you haven't explained yourself well enough. You haven't. No means you got to try again. You got to find a new way in order to reach that prospective customer, a new way to reach that employee, a new way to explain to your customer that this is something they need and that you are the way, the path of solving their problems. And Business Nation Radio is the path of solving problems in your business. Coming up next week, we have a great program all about Ayn Rand and objectivism. It's a theory from the 20s that is coming back in vogue again in light of what's happening in our current federal government. And there's also rumors about a movie, but there's a couple of new books out. And so I want to talk about what it means to be objectivism and who is Ayn Rand and what did she mean for business and What has she foretold about what's happening now? All that and more coming up next week on your Business Nation Radio, the show all about how you can succeed in business so you can make more money, go home earlier to spend more time with your families. And we have Jimmy Buffett singing us out of the show today. Welcome, and look forward to talking to you next week on Business Nation Radio.